All right, get ready to pack your bags and make the first stop on your next vacation to the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont this weekend. Discover thousands of newest vacation options from the top destinations from around the globe and meet the experts who are on hand to help you personalize and book your trip. And you can meet Peter Greenberg, Ion Travel, with Peter Greenberg airs Saturday afternoons at 5 right after me. And Peter joins us in studio. Welcome in, Peter. Welcome back to Chicago, and it's great to see you.
I almost call it my second home, only because, you know, I went to school in Madison, so I was here every weekend. You know,
I'm skipping a jump.
Yeah, just right down the I-90.
And by the way, you can go to travelshows.com if you put in promo code to attend the big travel show this weekend. Put in Greenberg VIP for a little discount. Tell folks what the Travel and Adventure Show is all about.
Well, you're going to see about 80 different exhibitors from all over the world, basically exposing what they do, where they are, and how you get there, and all the processes that get involved in it, you know, cultural immersion to just hitting the ground running. But what's more important is you got some good speakers out there. I'll be self-serving. I'm one of them.
As you should,
And to not only give you an idea of an upfront, front-line report on what's going on in travel, but to also answer everybody's questions.
You're doing that every day online. You're doing that on the air.
Yeah, but now I get a chance to say hello to everybody.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, I love seeing you on social media and on your website when you post things, because I can see you truly love what you do.
I do, and at the same time, I get angry when airlines are arrogant. Mm. I get angry when hotels are not transparent. I get angry when cruise lines don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of what we do is to call them out on it, because nobody wants to be a victim.
No.
You know, we did a little...
Especially on vacation.
Well, even if you're on a business trip, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I came up with a total of 47 different points of abuse that await you from the time you decide you want to go somewhere to the time you're struggling to get back home, hoping that your bags are on the same flight you were. And my role, if I do it well, is to show you how to either mitigate or avoid all of those 47 points so that you can actually have a great experience on a trip.
Yeah. Sure. About a month and a half ago, I went to Barcelona, and it was a very easy, smooth experience. But I thought you talked about recently traveling internationally, especially in war, challenging times, border security tightening, trade tensions. You kind of highlighted the places that you can still travel to, almost like a peaceful list.
Yeah, well, you know what? The bottom line is there are 196 countries in the world, and there are only about six places I wouldn't go.
Okay.
Right? So my metric is I won't go to anywhere where I don't know who's in control.
Okay, fair enough.
But if I know who's in control, I'm going.
Okay.
So would I go to North Korea? Yes, I've been twice. Yeah. I know who's in control.
Wow, yes, right? Okay.
But would I go to parts of Chechnya or parts of Yemen or parts of Syria right now? Probably not, because I don't know who's in control. But after I get to five or six of those places, I've run out of places I can't go.
Got it. Okay.
So when somebody says to me, I don't want to go there, it's not safe, I'm going to stay home, they're not reading the right reports.
Got it. Okay. On this list, it was a list that was put together. Iceland has been number one since 2008, it says, following by Ireland, New Zealand, Austria, Switzerland, and Asia's safest country is Singapore.
Yeah. Because, well, you know what? They've managed to make that the list all the time. Now, Singapore, to me, is also on the list because the country doesn't have a sense of humor.
Oh.
But that's another story.
Okay.
But I enjoy Singapore. Great food, great people. But they're not that adventurous when it comes to their product. But I love it. But the reason why I love Singapore, look at the map. It's your hub city to go anywhere else.
Okay.
Right?
So
you want to go to Bali,
go
fly to Singapore first. You want to go to Bangkok, fly to Singapore first. You know,
That's how you do it. Back to travel here in Chicago. I know United recently announced it's going to reach 750 flights per day this summer.
Oh, yeah. There's a battle going on between United and American.
Yes.
United is winning. They are the hometown airline.
Yes, they are.
And they're buying gates whenever they can find them. They bought a number of gates from Spirit, which is now in bankruptcy. Spirit's still operating, but they need to generate cash. So they got rid of a couple of their gates. United scooped them up. And they're going to add, I think, like 100 flights a day.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're not just 100 flights a day to Europe. They're 100 flights a day to like Des Moines and Moline, you know. So the point is the options now expand. Now, can O'Hare handle it?
That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay.
They could handle it if United schedules intelligently.
Okay.
The problem with most airlines is they don't. They schedule to be competitive officially, but they're not being realistic.
But there is a battle going on between the two of them. And, you know, is that going to hurt maybe both airlines' bottom line a little bit? But the consumer should win.
Consumer's going to win either way in the short term.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Look, anytime there's a fare war, we win until somebody drops out of the fare war.
That's true.
and the fares go up.
Yeah.
But for the moment, there's a huge opportunity now because so many folks are not coming to the U.S. So the numbers have dropped out of the bottom, meaning this week alone, Air Transat, Canadian airline, WestJet, they canceled their flights to the U.S. because nobody was flying. Air Canada reducing their flights or reducing the size of the planes they have on those routes. Okay, but overseas, same issue. A lot of empty seats. So if there are a lot of empty seats coming to the U.S., there are a lot of empty seats coming from the U.S.
From the U.S., yeah.
Which means buyer's market between now and May if you want to go overseas.
Now, people that are coming to Chicago, the hotel scene just scored another win. U.S. News and World Report, best hotel rankings. The Langham came out on top again for the second year in a row. Then it was Four Seasons in Hawaii. And then there was another one as well. But, like, what do you think about the hotels in Chicago? Whether you're coming into town or you're just taking a staycation, where do you like
to
stay?
Can I say something that's going to sound promotional, but I don't want it to be?
Okay.
I can't find a bad hotel in Chicago.
Okay. All right.
I mean, look, and they don't all have to be on Michigan Avenue.
There's a La Quinta, though. No.
Maybe that's in Rockford.
Yeah, maybe.
But even in Rockford, by the way, Secret Airport, Rockford, don't count it out. They have flights there. But bottom line is you walk down Michigan Avenue, look what you've got, right? You've got everything from the Four Seasons. You've got the Peninsula. I mean, they're all within walking distance. It's great. And not only that, the restaurant scene here has never been better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never been better.
Agree with you. Travel for spring break. What are some destinations you would recommend? I know Cuba, there's been some fuel shortages, which is wild to hear.
Cuba's is off the list right now simply because they don't even have enough fuel to refuel airplanes that land there.
Yeah.
So they've already put the notice out saying, you can't fly your planes here if you want us to refuel them. So for flights coming in from Miami, not a problem because short flight, the planes carry enough fuel to do both round trips, so they can do that. But for flights from Canada, no. Flights from Europe? No. And people forget. They think Cuba's economy is based on sugar and rum and cigars. Not even close.
Yeah.
It's travel and tourism.
Yeah, of course.
Numero uno. Cuba is the number one vacation destination of choice for Canadians. So they're taking an economic hit now of huge proportions.
I bet. From your travel corner, you're always giving tips online and on your shows. Before you accept that hotel room key, what are the three questions you must ask at check-in?
I've been doing this for years. Yeah. Okay. Well, the first thing is, and look, it's obvious. Every hotel goes through a period simultaneously while you're there of either renovation or reconstruction. So they'll either close down a wing or a couple of floors. So before you take that room key, the first question you want to ask is, how close is my room to the construction?
Ah, right? Okay.
Because if you don't ask that question, they're going to hand you the keys to the jackhammer suite.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want that.
No.
Second question. How close is my room above the ballroom?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because everything's fine until 2 o'clock in the morning when they're throwing out all the empty wine bottles from the Schmidlap wedding and you can't sleep.
Yes.
And there are actually four questions.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. The third question is, what floor do you want to be on? And I'm just asking everybody. Everyone wants to have a floor with a view. Right? I want a room with a view.
In New York City, I want to be high.
Okay, but wait.
Yeah.
When I'm not doing the show, I'm also a fireman in New York. And I've been a fireman since I'm 18. I'm on duty 3 days a week, 7 months a year. And I can tell you, there's not a fire department in the world that can effectively fight a fire above the seventh floor. So if you want a room on the top floor with a view, you're going to have a great view of the fire department being unable to reach you and the elevators locked down. You have to walk down. So for me, anything below the seventh floor, but there's another reason as well, and that comes to the last question. And when you ask this question at the front desk, they will look at you like deer in the headlights because they won't know. They're going to have to make a phone call to engineering, but you want them to make that call. Here's the question. Can you tell me which floors have the booster pumps? And they're going to go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, every hotel has a problem. They can't maintain consistent high water pressure throughout the entire hotel. So on different floors, not alternating floors, but on different floors, they will put in a booster pump. You want a room on that floor.
Wow.
So now they say, well, you have a booster pump on 3, 5, 9, 11. They'll take either 3 or 5 because you're below the seventh floor. get that key to that room, go down to the room, open the door, open the bathroom door, turn on the faucet. It's a fire hose. I like good water pressure.
Okay. All right. You're not new at this.
No. And I stay in the bathroom a long time.
The other one I wanted to ask you before we go is your iPhone can now track any flight, and there's a simple way to do it.
Yeah. I didn't even know about this until, you know, I'm still a Neanderthal when it comes to this stuff. But I'm learning, if you just go to your text on an iPhone, and let's say your flight, you're on United Flight 123. Just type in UA123 and hit return. It automatically goes and tracks your flight.
Okay.
On any airline, just you have the call letters and the flight number. It'll tell you where the plane is, the plane assigned to your flight, not just whether or not your plane is leaving on time. Because for your plane to leave on time, the aircraft assigned to your flight has to get there first.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
All right. Now, after this weekend in Chicago, where are you traveling to next? What's next?
What's next is I'm going to Monaco. We'll be broadcasting from Monaco.
Fabulous. Wow.
And then we're going to a place that none of our listeners have ever been to. It's called Lesotho. You don't know, do you?
No, I don't.
It's one of 54 countries in Africa. It's one of three kingdoms in Africa. The other two kingdoms being Morocco and the former Swaziland, which is now known as Eswatini. Lesotho is the third kingdom. I do a show on PBS called The Royal Tour, which you can also see on Amazon. We're going to do my next television special with the King of Lesotho. We'll be there for 8 days with him, and he's my tour guide.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Safe travels to you, sir. See Peter Greenberg at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show all weekend long, the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. You can use promo code GREENBERGVIP for a discount for tickets. You can go to travelshows.com. Eye on Travel, of course, with Peter Greenberg airs Saturday afternoons at 5, right after me, right here on 720 WGN. Again, safe travels. Always great to see you.
Thank you, sir.